Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Gimel. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to, I think we finished the parak, no? Today? Is that true? Yeah? No? Not quite. Okay. Today's daf is daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding on daf Ayin Beis. I'm in Beis. We are at Tashma on the, toward the end of the page in daf Ayin, on daf Ayin Beis. I'm in Beis. In the second to last skinny line. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha. Shalom is also sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich, in appreciation of the children's Rebbeim and Marot. It's also sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass, in memory of J.J.'s grandfather, Maurice Hornblass, Moshe ben Yehuda Leib, whose yard site begins tonight, in Misham Shav Naliyah. It's also sponsored for Shalema, for our friend Shmar Yo, Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam, Yishlav Rufor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to bring the fourth and final raya in the question about whether one could be mefer without hearing the neder. And it's going to be a question relating to a shliach lahafara. So based on the discussion about a shliach lahafara, we're going to have the fourth and final raya, whether one could be mefer a neder without hearing the neder. Once we talk about a regular person, regular husband, being made for a neder without hearing it, the Gemara is going to discuss, can a deaf husband be made for his wife's neder? Meaning, does he at least need to be able to potentially hear the neder, whether he does or doesn't actually have to hear the neder? Then we're going to talk about whether a husband could be made for nedarim of two wives simultaneously. Is that like some sort of violation of chavilos, to be made for the nedarim of two of his wives at the same time? Then the Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis is going to have a machlokas tanaim, if the husband could be made for alone as soon as, meaning without the father's help, just doing it all on his own, could do the afara alone as soon as he becomes chayiv b'mizono seha, even if she has not yet moved into the house? Or do we say no, only once she moves in with him do we say that he has the sole rights over her hafaras nedarim? The Gemara is going to discuss whether the dinim of hafaras nedarim track and parallel the dinim of the husband being able to be machil the wife truma, that when a husband is a kohen, the wife is allowed to eat truma typically only at Nisuin. So does the shift from her not being able to eat truma to being able to eat truma happen always necessarily at the same time that the rights of Hafaras Nedarim get transferred solely to the husband? Or maybe there's reason to distinguish between those two dinim. So let's begin at the Tashema on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis. So the Gemara tries to be poshet, again, the suffix whether the husband actually has to hear the neder. So Tashema, Ha'omer la'petropos, kol nedarim shenederes ishti, mikan at sha'ovo mimakom ploni hafer. Let's say a person says to a shliach, to an apotropos, any nedarim that my wife takes from the time that I leave, I'm about to go on a trip, from the time that I go out on my trip until I come back, so I want you to be mefer. Ve'hefer lo, and the apotropos is taka mefer those nedarim that that the wife takes while the husband is gone. Yachol yihu mufarin, you might think that that's effective and that those nedarim have now been taken care of. Tamalomar isha yikimenu v'isha yiferenu. From the fact that it says twice, it says isha twice, we learn that only the husband could be mefer, that shlichus doesn't work for hafara. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia's shita, that there is no shlichus on hafaras nedarim. The Rambam writes in the 13th paragraph of Hilchos Nedarim that hu adin by an av bin nidre bito, that he's not allowed to be mefer al yidei shliach. Rabbi Avraham Minahar explains, because by the av it also says aviha twice. So just like the Gemara has a drasha from Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifirenu, why does it mention the husband twice? So it must be to tell me that shlichus doesn't work. We have a similar drasha that you have by an av as well. So an av also can't be made for Ali de Shliach, and that that drasha was not made up by the Rambam, it appears in the Sifri. The Me'iri gives another reason. He says, because the Pasuk equates the av and the baal, bein ish le'ishto, bein av le'bito. So since there's a hekesh between the ish-isha relationship and the av-bas relationship, insofar as nedarim are concerned, so it makes sense that whatever a husband is unable to do as far as nedarim, an av is also not able to do as far as hafaras nedarim. So that's the drasha about a baal, and we assume that the same applies to an av. And according to Rabbi Yoshia, the Piskei Rosh points out, shlichus doesn't help for afara even on nidarim that she already took. That which the Brisa makes the machlokas about nidarim that she had not yet taken is because it's orcha de milsa that the husband's going to make a shliach on nidarim that she's going to be noder when he travels. But really, the machlokas would be even about a neder she already took. If he says, look, I'm not going to be mefer, but as my shliach, would you mind being made for my wife's neder? Even if she already took it, the same issue is going to come up. Not only that, the Braisa discusses in the Darm that she's going to be noder to lo diach kochosh Rabbi Yonasan, because the next line in the Gemara is, in the Braisa is Amar lo Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says back, Matzina b'kala Torah kula shlucha shel adam kamoso, that everywhere else in the Torah we find shlucha shel adam kamoso, and it's considered as if the Mishaleach did the action himself. So why should Afaras Nadarim be different than Kalat Orukula? We always say Shlucha Shladim Kamoso. So what you have over here is seemingly machlokas between Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonasan, whether you can do Afaras Nadarim Al Yidei Shliach, where Rabbi Yoshia says no. It says Isha Yikimenu Isha Yifirenu, only the husband. And Rabbi Yonasan says, you're going to make a new din that doesn't apply in Kalat Orukula. There's a din of Shlichos. Shlichos works in Kalat Orukula, and therefore it should be no different over here that shlichus should work. So the Gemara understands misvara that by hafara, really the din should have been shlichus shalom kamoso. Vafil Rabbi Yoshia, even Rabbi Yoshia, who says that we don't apply shlichus, lo kamar l'mishum d'gzer sakasavu, isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu, is only won't allow for shlichus because there's a special pasuk that tells me not to allow for shlichus with hafaras nedarim. But it seems that even Rabbi Yoshi agrees, and everybody agrees, that without a special miyut in the pasuk, the default is shluch shalom kamoso. That shluch shalom kamoso, there's no reason that shluch shalom kamoso should not apply to hafaras nedarim. Meaning there's nothing fundamental about hafaras nedarim that excludes it from shlichus. It's just a question whether you have such a drasha from a pasuk. But there's nothing inherent about hafaras nedarim that excludes it for shlichus. I fract the Gemara, but the husband didn't hear the neder. If he has a shliach being made for the neder, when the shliach hears the neder, the husband never hears the neder. So if the husband himself can't be made for a neder without shmiah, so he also shouldn't be able to appoint a shliach to be made for a neder without shliach, without the husband hearing it. Because the rule of shlichus is, first rule of shlichus is, anything that you yourself can't do, you can't appoint a shliach to do. So if without hearing the neder, the husband couldn't be made for the neder, then if the husband has not yet heard the neder, he cannot appoint a shliach to be made for the neder. So that's how the Ran understands this line of Gemara. So why not just have a shliach for the shmiah also? Say you're not only my shliach for the hafara, you're my shliach for the shmiah. So the Rishonim point out that it doesn't help to have shlichus on the shmiah, because that would where you would then say that the shmiah's ha'apotropos, it has the same din as the shmiah's ha'bal, because shlichus only works on a maisa. Shlichus doesn't work on a davar that's memela, on something that just happens. Shmiah is not a maisa. You don't hear something actively. It just happens. It comes into your ears. The Shidum Betzas is mashma that if you are beferish memana shliach on the shmiah, itaka does work. The raya is from the fact that the Gemara just says Amr lo hafer, so it sounds like he's not appointing the apotropos on the shmiah. So you have this machlokas rishonim. Would it, is it that there is no such thing as shlichus on shmiah, and therefore we're assuming over here that afaras nedarim could happen without shmiah, or is it that no, there is such a thing as shlichus on shmiah, but he didn't do it over here. So we still see from this Gemara that that you can be mefer and neder without shmiah, without actually hearing the neder. So the Gemara is docha that really you can't be mefer without shmiah. So when you say to the apotropos to be mefer, hachanami da'amar le'lichishamana meferla. So here also we're talking about a case where the husband says to the apotropos l'chishamana meferla, that you should be mefer all the nedarim that that my wife will take, and the hafara will be chal after I hear the nedarim. Only after I hear the neder would it be chal. So since the husband himself could be mefer before he hears the neder, al menas that it's going to be chal after he hears the neder, so too we can appoint a shliach to be mefer before he hears the neder with the tanai that it's only going to be chal after he hears the neder. L'chora, the shliach has to tell her beferush, mufar lach likashe yishma ba'aleich. That's what the Rad and the Rashi point out, that he has to tell her that this hafara is for right after your husband hears about it. But if he just says mufar lach stam, then the hafara is not going to be chal, even when the husband does hear about it. You have to be explicit that that's what's happening over here, that this hafara is only going to take effect when your husband actually hears about it. However, Tosos is quoted by the Rashba, and the Rashba say that when the Gemara says over here l'chishamana, that's not talking about what the shliach says to the woman, that l'chishamana meifel, but l'chishamana is from what the Baal is saying to the shliach. But the Rashba just wonders that the lashon is not mesiyashev well. According to that, l'chishamana doesn't seem to work, and misvara doesn't seem to make sense, because the afaras hashliach is no better than the afar of the Baal himself. And we already said that the Baal has to say to the woman beferish mufarlach l'chishamana. So it seems that the woman does need to be informed that this hafara is only going to be chal when the hearing of the neder happens. So anyway, frek the Gemara, if what you're telling me right now is we don't have a raya that you can be made for a neder without shmia, because maybe the case Rabbi Yonos and Rabbi Yoshia disagree when it comes to appointing a shliach is that they're setting it up that you could do the hafara now al menas that it's going to be chal only after the husband hears about it. So says the Gemara, what a strange thing to do. The husband is going to make a shliach to be made for a neder that's only going to be chal after he hears about it. If he's going to hear about it, let him be made for as soon as he hears about it. L'chishama, leifer la. So if he needs to hear about it anyway, wait till you hear about it and then be made for the neder. So husavar dilma matridna. Now, he could do that, but he's afraid that maybe at the time that he hears about it, he's going to be too torrid with other things, and he's going to forget to be mefer. So he wants to make sure that he puts everything in place right now, that the hafara should be able to happen. So he appoints an apotropos to do it. In Maseches Nazir, we have a similar discussion in the Gemara. In the beginning of Maseches Nazir, Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara asks that if Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar holds that a Baal could be made for a neder, even though she has not yet taken the neder, why does the Baal appoint a shliach for the afaras nedarim? He could be made for it right away before he goes on his trip. Meaning he doesn't have, if you could appoint a shliach to be made for the neder for after you hear about it, why don't you just be made for the neder? I understand when you hear about it, you don't want to be made for it, you're afraid you're going to be too busy then. But before you go on the trip, just say, I am hereby made for all nedarim that you're going to take when I hear about it. So why doesn't he do that? So the Gemara says he's afraid that he's going to forget, or he's going to get angry at her, or he's going to be tarud b'shas seisa, and he's not going to be mefer. So the Ran and Tosos ask the obvious question over here. The Ran over here, Tosos over here, ask the obvious question. Okay, so he doesn't want to be mefer the second before he goes on his trip. He's talking to the apotropos right now. If he has time to talk to the apotropos right now, and he's focused enough to tell the apotropos right now that I want you to be made for the neder as soon as, and it's going to be chal as soon as I hear about it, why doesn't he just turn to his wife and just instead say, I'm being made for your nedarim as soon as I hear about it, even though I'm not going out on my trip for another week. I'm not going to be leaving town for another week. He can make the statement right now. So the Rishonim answer that he doesn't want to be made for whatever nedarim she's going to take if he still has to be at home, because he's afraid that she might take a neder that he's rotza b'kiyumo, and he's not going to, so he doesn't want to be made for until he's yotze l'derech, because at that point he's pretty confident whatever she's going to do when he's gone, he's not going to be happy with whatever nedarim she's going to do when he's gone. But while he's still there, maybe he will be happy with the nedarim. So they still ask, but he could be made for right now only the nedarim that she will take for when he's gone. Meaning, you know, you keep just make whatever condition you want. Tell her right now, a week before you go, that I am hereby being made for whatever nedarim you take while I'm gone, starting in a week from now until I come back. L'chishamanale, when I hear about those nedarim. So the Ran suggests that he's not made for the nedarim right away, for the nedarim that she's going to take, because he's choshesh that he might want to retract that hafara, and if he's made for right now, he's not going to have the rights to retract that hafara. Masha ein kein, if he makes a shliach, he could always retract it, because he could just be mvatel the shlichus. So whenever you make a shliach, you could always undo the connection between you and the shliach, and that gives you, it just gives him a little more control over the afara by making a shliach. Tosfos in Maseches Nazir gives a different answer. He says he doesn't want to be made for right now the nedarim that she's going to take, because that's going to cause a whole argument, because she's makbid that he's always mevatel all of her nedarim. She's trying to be serious. She's trying to take a neder, and he keeps being made for her all the nedarim. So he just doesn't want to discuss this with his wife right now. So he'd rather avoid the whole conversation. So he goes to a shliach instead. Okay, but bottom line is, we don't have a raya, meaning we're trying to bring a raya whether a husband could be made for a neder without ever hearing the neder. We tried four times, but it doesn't seem that we have a raya. So now the Gemara moves on to the next shayla. Let's say you have a cheresh. Can he be made for l'ishto? So what is a cheresh? Cheresh means two different things throughout Shas. Sometimes it means eino shamea ve'eino medaber, someone who can neither hear nor speak. And sometimes it means hamedaber ve'eino shamea, not a deaf mute, but a deaf person who is able to speak. So in the psukim we have in Tehillim that a cheresh means a cheresh who's eino shamea but is medaber. Pasuk in Tehillim parak lamed ches va'ani b'cheresh lo eshma k'cheresh lo eshma u'ki'ilim lo yiftach pid. That there's it contrasts a cheresh and an ilim, that a cheresh is lo eshma, and an ilim is lo yiftach piv. But a cheresh b'lashon chachamim, typically, we talk about a cheresh shaita v'katan, right? So a cheresh b'lashon chachamim is always, almost always, someone who's eino shamea ve'eino medaber. Over here, if a person is eino shamea ve'eino medaber, he can't be made for a neder, because you can't be made for a neder b'remiza. You have to be made for a neder with words. So he has to be able to be medaber. That's what the Ran and the Rush point out over here, that it has to be that he's able to be medaber. And also, he would be like a shotav l'chal davar. He doesn't have a din of a bardas if he's eino shamea ve'eino medaber, and he wouldn't be able to be made for that reason. So clearly, our shayla about Cheresh is not a deaf mute, it's just a deaf person who is not mute. So Cheresh Ma'asheir for the Ishto. So he's never able to hear the Neder. Is he able to be made for the Neder? So what are the two Tzadim of the Shaila? Im Timtzalomer Bal made for Belo Shmiya. If you're going to say that a husband doesn't actually need to hear the Neder, we still have a Shaila about a Cheresh. Mishum Debar Mishmahu. Maybe that's because he at least is eligible to hear things, meaning it's at least a possibility that he would hear. If he was there when she said it, he would still hear it. Avul Cheresh Delav Bar Mishmahu, but maybe a cheresh is even on a lower level. A cheresh is not even able to hear things. Maybe he's not able to be mefer because Hainu de Rabbi Zeira, because this is the famous din of Rabbi Zeira, the kol roi lebila ein bila makavispo, but kol shein roi lebila bila makavispo. That when it comes to the din of blilas karban mincha, the Mishnah Maseches Menachos Daf Yud Ches tells us that blila, the mixing of the flour and the oil and the saturating of the flour with the oil through mixing it together is not ma'akev the kashrus of the karban mincha. And yet the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says later on in the Masechta, much later in Masechta Menachos, that you don't bring a mincha that has more flour than the amount of oil, than a greater flour to oil ratio than the amount of that could be wet by all the oil, that could be saturated by all of the oil. Because if you couldn't be bolel, if it's not even a possibility to do the belila, then the belila is going to be ma'akev. Even though you don't actually have to do the belila, you have to have at least the right ratio of flour to oil to be able to do the belila. And that became the concept that's not only, one could have said, you know, it's a din b'karban mincha, it's a din in the ingredients of a karban. It's like if you have a karban that was supposed to be a goat and you brought a cow, you know, so it's not a kosher karban, so it's supposed to have this amount of flour, that amount of oil, so it's not a kosher karban. But no, the Gemara throughout always uses this as a principle that we have in halacha, that sometimes even if a din is only a din l'chadchila, and therefore it's not ma'akev, but if what you have does not even lend itself to be able to fulfilling the l'chadchila, then it's such a b'dievet sh'b'dievet. And Rav Shach Zalman, when he taught it to us, he always said that the mitzvah dies of malnutrition, meaning it's not even a mitzvah anymore. It becomes such a b'dievet that it doesn't even work as a mitzvah. So that's the concept of kol roi lebila and bila ma'akevispo. Now it happens to be there is another klal in kachim. Whenever you learn seder kachim, there is a klal that shana alav hakasav la'akev, that in Kachim we assume that any time you have a din that appears twice in Psukim, that that's always a din that's ma'akev. That's how we know that it's ma'akev and it's not only din l'chadchila. The din of Blila appears many times in Psukim. So it's a big question that Rishonim deal with. How come Blila is only din l'chadchila? Meaning when you have the right ingredients, how come it's only din l'chadchila? It says it many times in the Psukim. So the Tosas and Maseches Yevamos and elsewhere, Maseches Kiddush, Maseches Menachos, Tosas points out that it does say it many times, but not b'lashon sivui. It just says it more of like happens to be that this is part of the process, but it's not b'lashon sivui that this is what you must do. Or Tosfos alternatively, Tosfos Maseches Nida says that there must be ezed drasha b'shum makom that blila is not makiv. Meaning we don't know; it doesn't say it anywhere in Shas, but there's got to be some drasha from somewhere that even though shana levakas of la'akev, that even though the Torah keeps repeating it, and therefore l'chorah it should be makiv. There must be a drasha somewhere that tells me that it's not ma'akev. But bottom line is that you have this principle of Amar B'Zeril Karoloi L'Bila and B'Lima Kavisbo V'Kol Shein Roi L'Bila and B'Lima Kavisbo. So who had it? By Hafara, the Baal maybe doesn't need to hear the neder, but he at least needs to be someone who could hear a neder in order to be mefer. O Dilma B'Shama Isha L'Ma'akev. Or maybe no, the whole din of B'Shama Isha that does has to hear is not ma'akev at all by Hafara. He doesn't even need to be someone who's even a cheresh is able to be mefer. It only says the shama isha, not because that's what must happen, but that's what normally happens. Normally, a husband is only going to be mefer a neder once he hears the neder. That's a typical description of how things would normally play out. So, merava tashma. Let's bring a raya. The shama isha prat leishes cheresh shema mina. Explicitly, we have a brisa that says that it comes to exclude an eishes cheresh that there is no afaras nedarin for a on his wife, because you at least need to be ra'ui l'shmiya, even if you don't require shmiya itself. Period. That's the end of that discussion. So now the Gemara raises another shayla. Ibayluhu, bal ma'u sheyafar l'shtei nashav bebas achas. Can a husband be made for the nedarim of two wives simultaneously? That he'll say to both of them in one amira, mufar lachen, in plural, that instead of mufar lach, mufar lachen, that I'm being made for both of your nedarim. So do we assume osa dafka, or lav dafka? Pasuk says, v'im biyom shemoa isha yani osa, so is that dafka osa, that it's only when it's one person, or is it lav dafka, and he can be made for with one afara, he can be made for multiple nedarim. So the Gemara's raya is going to be from the parsha of Sota. Typically speaking, when a husband warns his wife, "Al tistri imish ploni, I don't want you to be alone in a room with this man. He's suspicious of her behaviors with this man." And then she goes and she has stira with him. She has yichud with the guy. So the husband brings her to the kohen, and the kohen is mashpia her that she was not nitma, that she didn't cheat on the husband. And if she's not moda, she has an opportunity to be moda. If she's not moda, then the Kohen writes the Parsha Sota on the Megillah, and he's mochek in the Mayim, and he scrapes it in the Mayim Amarim, and she drinks it, and if she's, we know if she's guilty, so she's going to pay the price right then and there, her stomach's going to implode, and she's going to die, and if she's innocent, it will be a source of bracha for her, she'll have many children, and that's the what happens with the Sota. So, Amar Ravina, Toshama, we have a Tosefta in Masechta Sota, Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas m'mnesha liba gas b'chavirta Rabbi Yudon Olam in Hashem l'mishum shnemar v'yishka osa l'vada. Why is it that you're not allowed to be mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas? It seems that everyone agrees in the Tosefta that you're not allowed to be mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas, that you can't give to two sotos at the same time, but in Machlokas why that's true? Is it a localized din in Hilchos Sota, or is it a drasha from the word osa, and therefore whenever the word osa appears it means only one and not two? So the first shita is that the Tanakhama says Meshaliba Gaspe Chavirta. That's a localized din in Hilchos Sota. You know, if you bring her to the Kohen alone, it could be that she'll be moda that she had sinned and she had cheated on her husband, and then we won't need to erase the Shem Hashem into the Mayim in order to be Mashka the Sota. But if you bring both of them in front of the Kohen at the same time, if one of them is not Mizana and she's Tahora, and the other one was actually Tamei, the other one was Mizana, when she sees that her friend is not Moda, she's going to build build up the courage to also not be modeh. We want to encourage a woman to be modeh if she's actually guilty, so we don't have to actually go through with erasing the Shem Hashem in the Parsha Sota. Tosfos writes that the Tosefta means that if she sees that they're mochek the Megillah Sota anyway, Mishum Chavirta, so she's not going to be afraid of the onesh that's going to come about because of the Mechikas HaMegillah. Because anyway, they're being mochek the Megillah, so I'm not really causing any extra erasing of the Shem Hashem. They're doing it anyway. The Rush writes, it's just that she's not going to be moda when she's together with somebody else, that she knows she's going to suffer, but you know, misery loves company, and a person can go through a lot of suffering if they feel that there are other people going through it with them, and they feel that they're not alone. So we want her to feel very isolated. We want her to feel as alone as possible at this time, so that she'll be frightened enough to be moda if she in fact had violated the din. The other sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. No, the reason you're not mashke shnei sotos kachas is because the pasuk says osa, and osa means osa levada. So nafkamina between them, the Gemara Masechta Sota says, is if we see that the woman is shaking, we see that she's absolutely terrified. So you see that she really is afraid of what's going to happen. So according to the Tanakam, in such a case, you could be mashke shtayim kachas, because you don't have to be worried that it's libo gas b'chavirta. You see, libo gas b'chavirta means like she's walking in like she owns the place, like she has no problems over here. But if you see that she's terrified and she's shaking the whole time, you don't have to worry about libo gas b'chavirta. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would never be able to be mashke shtayim kachas. It's gzeres hakaslik osa, that it's osa levada. So it turns out that the suffix about hafara shtei nashim basachas is tully in this machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda and Sota. According to the Tanakama, that osa that it says by Sota is lav dafka, and the fact that we're not mashke shtei sotas kachas is a svara that relates specifically to Sota and has no application outside of Sota. So the osa that it says by hafara is also lav dafka, and you could be mefer shtei nashim basachas, and we don't have a unique svara by hafaras nadarm to tell me not to do it. But according to Yehuda, that the word osa is dafka, and it tells you only one and not two women. So just like by the sota, it tells you only one and not two women, by a farsa dharma will also tell you only one and not two women, and therefore you cannot be made for the shtei nashim bebas achas. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. It seems that it's machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Great. So how do we paskin? Can be made for shtei nashim bebas achas? So the chora, what emerges from this Gemara is that if you paskin like the chachamim in sota, that it's all because of a special Svara over there, then over here by Afaras Nedarim, you can be made for L'shtei Nashim Bas Achas, and if you can pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot be made for L'shtei Nashim Bas Achas. The Ran writes, therefore Lahalacha, how would you pass in the Machlokes between the Chamim and Rabbi Yehuda? You'd always pass on like the Chamim, that Osa is Lav Dafka, and the Osa by Hafara is therefore also Lav Dafka, and you can be made for L'shtei Nashim Bas Achas. And the Tosefta writes that if one has five nashim and they all took nedarim, and he says mufar lechen nidreim mufarim, that it works, he could be mefer for five women at the same time. However, the Ramban and other Rishonim that according to the Shittim Gbetz has right that the raya of Ravina is from Rabbi Yehuda, who says that osa is dafka, and therefore bein besota ein mashkum l'shtei nashim basachas, and bein ba'afara ein mefirin l'shtei nashim basachas. Why? Because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and not like the Chacham, because in Sota we see that the Tanakama holds that the reason that ein mashkum l'shtei nashim basachas is because liba gas b'chavirta. Who is that Tanakama? That is Rabbi Shimon, who is Doresh Taima Dekra. This is a larger shita that he gives a svara. He says the yes, there is a pasuk that says osa, that only one and not two, and he's Doresh Taima Dekra, that the tam of the kra is because we're afraid libo gas b'chavirta. So it turns out that the Kuli Alma, the mocker of the din, that you're not mashke shtei sotos basachas, really is the pasuk. It's just a question of, are we supposed to add a svara to that pasuk and then say that when the svara doesn't apply, the pasuk doesn't apply either? But everyone agrees osa is really dafka. It's just that the Tanakama is being mefarish the reason for the pasuk. So aside from the fact that we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, who's Dorish time of Dekra, we paskin that ain't Darshin time of Dekra, lo Darshin time of Dekra, that we're not Dorish time of Dekra. Dorish time of Dekra doesn't mean we don't give reasons for things that it says in the Chumash. We do give reasons for things for dinim that it says in the Chumash. Sefer Achinuch and Mor Nevuchim, we have a long tradition of giving reasons for things that it says in the Chumash. Dorish time of Dekra is Meduyuk, it's Dorish. We're not Dorish time of Dekra, lo Darshin on time of Dekra. Dorish means like Yud Gimel Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Ben. The time of Dekra is not one of the Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Ben. Midas Shatar in the Dreshes Ben means how I derive halacha, that I don't derive halacha from time of Dekra. I derive halacha from the Pesukim themselves, but of course, we should, it's always enriching to try to understand the best we can what the time of Dekra is. It's just that Lo Darshinan, we're not able to be Dorish halacha. So it would turn out that everyone agrees that the Baal cannot be made for Shtei Nashim Bas Achas. And that's what the Ran is Machriya. And he says, Hu Adin Lakama, that the Baal cannot be Mekayim for Shtei Nashim Bas Achas, because the Pasuk says, Ki Acharish La, by Hakama, is Dafka, that it's La, V'lo L'cha, La V'ulcha V'irta, that just like Osa is singular, La is also singular. So Bein Ba'afara, Bein Ba'akama, it can only be for one woman at a time. The Rambam is interesting, because the Rambam paskins that a husband could be made for L'Shtei Nashim Bas Achas, and Av L'Shtei Benosav, that you can do for two simultaneously, like we said, is the shita of the Rav Rishonim over here. And Rabbi Avraham Minahar just wonders, because in Hilchos Sota, Perek Dalet, Alecha Beis, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not mashka l'shtei sotos ka'acha. So that seems like a little bit of a stira in the Shita Sarambam. Okay, so now we move on to Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Bogeres, if you have a Bogeres, an Arusa who already had 12 months from the time of the beginning of her Bagris, and she's been waiting 30 days from the Erusin, and also Narum Rasa Shashas Shemasar Chodesh, from the time the husband asked her to marry him, it's already been 12 months. And Valmana Shloshim Yom, or an Almana who's now getting remarried, who's been 30 days since the Erusin happened, in all three of these cases, Rabbi Lezer Omer, that since at that point, if even though they didn't yet have nisuin, the husband already became chayiv in the mezonos, hafaras nedarim, the rights of the husband to be made for the nedarim levado are tali on the chayiv mezonos. So as soon as the husband becomes chayiv in the mezonos, the husband has the sole rights over the hafaras nedarim. That's the shita of the Tanakama. However, the chachamim omrim, the chacham say that ain abal mefer at shetikan. Not like Rabbi Eliezer, that the Chum say the husband can only be Mefer when she actually is Nichnas L'chuppah, when they actually have Nisuin. It's not a function of when he becomes Chayiv in the Mezonos, it's a function of when there's actual Nisuin. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer, U'mishna Rishona, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Eliezer says that it's a function of Mezonos, that as soon as he becomes Chayiv in her Mezonos, that's when he becomes able to be made for a nedarim. That's aligned perfectly with the Mishnah Rishona, that any arusa that higias mani linase and the husband became chayv in the mezonos has a full din of a nesua as far as certain halachos of a nesua. So Reb Lazer is one that holds in our Mishnah that when higias mani nisuin, he can be made for the nedarim. And the Mishnah Rishona in another area of halacha holds that she has a din of a nesua. Ditnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Ksubos, nosin lebesul l'shneimus chodesh lefarnes atzma. We give a basula from the time of Erisin to prepare for the Nisumin. We give her 12 months to prepare the whatever she needs for the chuppah. Higia shneimas chodesh, but if the 12 months are up, even though they did not yet have Nisuin, ochelas mishalom, the husband is going to have to start providing her with mezonos, because he has an achrayus to make sure the Nisuin happens already. So at that point, he takes on the responsibility to support her. And not only that, if he's a kohen and she's not, vochelas betruma, she's allowed to eat truma like an eishes kohen, even though only a nesua to a kohen is allowed to eat truma, at least on the drabbanon level, on the daraisa level. Even an arusa's kohen is allowed to eat truma, but there are two reasons that we don't allow now, that the Rabbanan said that an arusa should not eat truma, either because we're afraid that she's going to share it with her family, she's going to share it with she's from a family of Yisraelim, he's going to bring truma, she's still living in her father's house, he's going to bring truma to her father's house, she's going to say, oh, I have treats for everybody, and she's going to share it with the family, or Mishum Simfon, that we're afraid that the husband, after the Nisuin, is going to see some sort of mum on her body that's going to passel the Shidduch Meikara. It's going to turn out that it's going to be in Mekach Tos, and therefore she wasn't really able to eat the Truma the whole time. So Midrabbanon, we don't allow an Arusa to eat Truma. But if it's a Giyas Man, it already came time for the Nisuin, says the Mishnah Rishona, she's like a Nisua, and she's allowed to eat Truma. And the Mishnah goes on to say, Aval Hayavam, but if it was a case of a Yibum, even if the Yavam is a Kohen and she's a Bas Yisrael, and the husband died, and now she's facing a situation of Yibum with her Kohen brother-in-law, she's not considered to be an Eishes Kohen because of the Zika of Yibum. Eino Machil B'Truma. A Yavam is not Machil, his wife in Truma, until he actually does the Yibum. Even after 12 months pass, which is the time that the Chacham determines when he ought to do the Nisuin, he still can't feed her Truma until they actually have Yibum. The Mishnah explains three different cases of how it could be that these 12 months have passed. You have an Arusa whose husband died, and now she's facing a Yibum situation. She had Erusin. 6 months later, her husband dropped dead, and now for 6 months, she's awaiting Yibum. So 12 months have passed, so she's not allowed to eat Truma yet, even though the Yavam is a Kohen. Vafilu Kulan Bifnei Abal. And even if she had 11 months and 28 days or 29 days, depending whether the last month was Malei or Chaz, she had 11 months and just one day short of a full year with her Arus, and then the Arus dropped dead, and then one day of waiting for Yibum, she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma. Oh, Kulim B'fnei Yavim, Chasu Yom Echad. Or the husband dropped dead the first day after the Erusin, and the whole year she's been waiting for Yibum, except for that one day, Eina Ochalas B'Truma. She's not going to be permitted to eat Truma. So the Mishnah goes back to discuss the din in the Reisha that in Arusa, that Tigiyaz Mana Li'inase, the Mishnah said the Gemara is going to discuss, the Mishnah said, when it's Tigiyaz Mana, she gets to eat Truma, that's Mishnah Rishona. But Bezin Shalach Rein Amru, Eina Ochalas B'Truma Shetikani Sluchuba. So the Mishnah Rishona seems aligned with Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, in our Mishnah, said that as soon as the time comes for them to have Nisuin, even though they have not yet actually had Nisuin, but it's Yigiyaz Mana, the time had come for the Nisuin. So Rabbi Eliezer says, now he has full rights in Afaras and Darim. That tracks with the Mishnah Rishona, because the Mishnah Rishona says when it's Yigiyaz Mana, then she's also allowed to eat Truma. The husband is allowed to start feeding her Truma, meaning she has a din of a Nisua. The Shita of the Chachamim, who say that, I don't care that Yigiyaz Mana, did Nisuin happen yet? If Nisuin didn't happen yet, there's no Afaras and Darim. So the husband can't do Afaras and Darim. That tracks with the Mishnah Chorona, that if Nisuin didn't happen yet, she can't eat the Truma. So it seems that it tracks perfectly that Rabbi Eliezer is like the Mishnah Rishona, and the Chacham are like the Mishnah Achrona. So the Gemara says, not necessarily true. Abaye rejects this comparison that Rabbah makes between the Mishnah Rishona allowing a woman to eat Truma once it's Igiyaz Mana, and Rabbi Eliezer allowing the husband to be made for Nedarim once it's Igiyaz Mana. Amalei Abaye says back to Rabbah, Dilmalohi, maybe the din of Faras Nedarim and the din of Achilas Truma are not Tluyim Zebezeb. Maybe there's Makom to be Mechalik. That Ad Kan Lo Ashmi Inan Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah Rishona only tells us when it's Igiyaz Mana Nisuin that she has the din of a Nisua. That's only as far as allowing her to eat Truma, because the stakes are pretty low in allowing her to eat Truma. Truma, the Isra for an Arusa to eat Truma is only an Isra midrabanan, as we pointed out before, that's how the Ran, Tosa, and everyone else explains over here. Other Rishonim over those say, Rabbi Avraham Minahar, that the Gemara means to say Truma, that the Chiv, Truma B'Zman Hazeh, is only midrabanan. But that's not the Pashas. Meaning, there are two elements of Truma that are Drabanan. The Isser for an Arusa to eat Truma is only Drabanan, and the very notion of Truma today is only Midrabanan. So which of the Drabanans are we talking about over here? That's Machlokes Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say that we're referring to the Isser for an Arusa to eat Truma is only Midrabanan. Because as we said, Minatora, Narusa's Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. It's only Gzeres Chachamim that she shouldn't eat Truma until the actual Nisuin. So when it's Higiyaz Mana, they were Hamidu al Din Torah. They went back to what the Din Daraisa should be. Avul Nedarim Daraisa aim low. But when it comes to Nedarim, when we Daraisa, the Arus can't be made for a Neder until the Nisuin happens. Maybe she's not considered a Nisui yet just because Higiyaz Mana. So meaning really, Nisuin happens at Nisuin. It doesn't happen when it's Higiyaz Mana. It's just that for a Din D'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will lift their Din D'Rabbanan once it's Higiyaz Mana. So it doesn't necessarily track. And similarly, Ad Kan Lo Shamat Le Rabbi Eliezer, maybe we could also be mechalik in the other direction, that Rabbi Eliezer would only say that because of the chiv mezonos of the aros, it's considered to be a nesua elegabe nedarim, only when it comes to the parsha of nedarim, that the aros has full rights in the nedarim once it's a giyas mana. That's because, but not when it comes to that's only by nedarim, because kedrav pinchas v'shed rava, damar kala nedaris al das baili, he nedaris. Because the thing about nedarim is that whenever a woman takes a neder, she's always doing it al das Baila. So if he doesn't want the nether and he's made for the nether becomes bottled, because that's al das kach, that she never would have taken the nether had she known that the husband doesn't want it. She's only being made no der al das baila. So from the time that he becomes chayiv in the mezonos, he's able to be made for it, even if they do not yet have nisuin, because why is it that she's no deras al das baila? It's because the baal is the one that's supporting her. That's what motivates her to be no der al das baila. So that's true by nedarim, aval truma, but when it comes to eating truma, which has maybe is not totally at all in chiv mezonos, so afilu midrabanan nami lo achla, even though truma is only midrabanan, the isser for her to eat truma is only an isser midrabanan, maybe she still can't eat truma when it comes to truma. Now this concept that kala nodar al das baili hi noderes is an interesting concept. The Ritva writes that hai lishna lav dafka, that whenever we say kala al das baili noderes hachi kamer, means that the noderes is tola nidra bebaili, that she wants the neder to only be so long as the husband is not made for it. It's as if she said it beferish, meaning that even by nisun drabanan, like a katana, we say that the husband can be made for it, even though the neder is a neder is binding midar raisa. So that's what we say, kol neder sadas baili neder, the husband could be made for it. So the Ritva raises the question, if she were to beferish make it tonight and say that even if the husband doesn't want the neder, that the neder should be still be a neder, then the husband would not be able to be mefer. The husband should not be able to be mefer. So says the Ritva, shtei tshuvas bedaber. Two answers to that. Meaning, is this just a chazaka? But if we know that it's not true, she says, I'm not being neder al das baili. I don't care about my husband. I'm absolutely committed to this neder. So then what would we say? So first of all, says the Ritva, maybe even if she says it, it's an anan sahadi. She doesn't mean it. She really means al das baili neders. Furthermore, he says, since the Torah gives rishus to the husband to be made for, and the pasuk is not mechalik, it gives him rishus to be made for all of her nedarim. It's just we're explaining why the Torah gives rishus in all of the nedarim, but it's not really subjective. It's not really subject to whether she does or doesn't want it. So the two answers of the Ritva seem to suggest that maybe the first answer seems to say that maybe it could be subjective. We just don't believe her that it's subjective. Whereas the second answer says, no, it's not subjective at all. It's just giving sort of like a time of dekra. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful day. And next week, Alicia will be giving the shiur through the week, Sunday through Friday. Good Shabbos. Shabbos.